Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to welcome everyone to worship today. It is certainly good to have you all with us. As far as announcements go, Mondays from 9 to 12, we have the Women's Auxiliary Lap Quilt Project. The quilts will be donated to support our veterans. Thursday, September 5th at 10 is the Bible study. Today, immediately following worship, we'll have a special college business meeting to vote on the new members. Wednesday, September 11th at 6:30 is a deacons meeting. Women's Auxiliary will meet at 4 p.m. on Sunday the 15th. Choir practice the 18th at 6:30. The 21st at 9, the Women's Auxiliary Fall Convention at Kinston First Original Free Will Baptist Church. See Linda Faye Jenkins for details on that. And the 22nd at 5, Chris Grubbs will present his plans for the fellowship building remodel and addition. We'll all meet in the fellowship hall for that. And Saturday, October the 12th at 6:30, Old Friends Band Tribute to Greg Smith at 1101 Daniel Johnson Road off of Woodington Road. I think Johnny has something.
We're going to have the food bank packing the bags on September the 17th at 10 o'clock. That's a week from this coming Tuesday. So we'll have the bulletin next week, and we'll do a reminder that is that all good? We can get thanks.
And I have
one.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
The auxiliary meeting on the 15th at 4 o'clock, we're having a special guest presenter. She is from the Council on Aging, and she will be talking about things that will keep you young. So please come. You don't have to be an auxiliary member, but please come and support Betsy Griffin. Thank you.
And I do have a thank you card here. Thank you so much for the donations of school supplies and book bags. It will all greatly come in handy. We appreciate your continued support. It truly makes a difference. Thank you again. Love your Moss Hill School family. Are there any other announcements?
Backpack Buddies, we are in the process of getting that put together. I talked to Hillary Lee, who is counselor at Elementary. And so we need a short meeting. I don't know. That's why I forget that. We've got a lot going on today. But we've got to find out how many, and I'll get to Tina and see how many we were asking before.
Because
she told me.
35.
Was it 35?
Tell me
35. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks.
Are there any other announcements? Well, let's begin our worship with the baptism.
Morning, church.
Morning.
Past few weeks, we've been preaching and learning about following Jesus. One of the things he said before he left was to preach the gospel and to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're going to be obedient. We're going to do that today. How about that? You all in?
Yes. Yes.
All right. This is Courtney Sexton. It's Carrie's wife. Today she comes to be baptized. Courtney, do you believe that Jesus is God's son?
Yes.
You believe he died on the cross to save you from your sins?
Yes.
According to your profession of faith, I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. She said she was nervous. This is Brendan Gray. fine looking young man, isn't he? He said he weren't nervous. Maybe just a little bit. All right, Brendan, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
Yes.
You believe that he died on the cross to save you from your sins?
Yes.
Well, based on your profession of faith here today, I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
If everyone will please take our bulletins, we're going to stand and read together the responsive reading. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens.
Praise Him in the highest above.
Praise Him, all His angels.
Praise Him, all His heavenly hosts.
Praise Him, sun and moon.
Praise Him, all ye shining stars.
Praise Him, you highest heavens,
and you waters above skies.
Let them praise the name of the Lord.
For at His command they were created.
And He established them forever and ever.
We praise the holy name of the Lord our God.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, it's truly a joy to be in your house this morning and to celebrate Brendan and Courtney and their acceptance of you, and just raises our whole being as another one comes to Christ. We ask your blessing upon this service and your guidance during this service, and be with us as we celebrate and glorify you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
If you'll take your hymnals and turn to 731, we're going to sing verses 1, 2, and 4 of Onward Christian Soldiers. Thank you. You may be seated. Ms. Leanne Hill has our scripture reading this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, today our Old Testament lesson is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 35, verses 4 through 7. It's from the New International Version. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the halts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow. Our New Testament lesson is from Mark chapter 7, verses 31 through 37, also from the New International Version. Then Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon, down to the Sea of Galilee, and into the region of the Decapolis. There some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged Jesus to place his hand on him. After he took him aside, away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers in the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said to him, Ephphatha, which means be opened. At this the man's ears were opened. His tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone, but the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. People were overwhelmed with amazement. He has done everything well, they said. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Rescued me one glorious day.
So we continue to worship this morning as we pray. I will note on the back of the bulletin are many needs as you pray each day this week. Remember these folks, lift them up, and expect God to do great things. Are any needs that we need to call this morning?
Bobby Adams,
okay.
Floyd Jones,
all right.
Richard Morris, okay.
Richard Morris surgery on Wednesday. Any others?
Priest's brother, Ken.
Okay. All right. Any others?
Pat Whitley,
okay.
Marlene Andrews is back in the hospital.
All right.
She's at five.
Okay. Any others? All right, let's lift these up. Don't forget to pray for one another. And certainly our nation, we're coming up for an election here shortly, and we certainly do need some competent leaders. So let's pray about that. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father God, I just praise and worship you. I just lift the name of Jesus this morning and just thank you for that Spirit of the living God that is present here with us. And not only the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but your precious word that's been read to us this morning, presented, the word of God for the people of God. And we're thankful to know that it's all powerful and it's everlasting and it never changes. So we know we can count on you to love us, to care for us, to save us from our sins, to equip us with everything to live a life of holiness and righteousness in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And we just thank you for that. We lift these needs that have been presented this morning, as well as those on the back of the bulletin. We just ask for the anointing of your Spirit upon them. We speak the name of Jesus over every need that's been presented. For comfort, for healing, for encouragement, whatever that need might be, Lord, we know you have a plan in place, and we know you have people to use to guide them to them and to offer help and consolation and strength. We thank you for that. It is good to know that when we go to you in prayer, you just don't listen, but you know exactly how to handle every need that we have, and that gives us confidence and boldness, but yet humility to come before your throne and pray. I thank you for this church, Lord, and those that are here, our brothers and sisters in Christ, and I pray your anointing, your blessing will be upon us as we continue in this service today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the many blessings that you bestow upon us, Lord. And Lord, we just ask you that you show us to use it in a way that would to help make us that beacon on the hill. Thank you, pray in Christ's name.
Amen. Stand for the doxology, please.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, all heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you, you may be seated. Some time ago, Bill invited my sister to play the piano for us. And I said, well, shoot, if she's going to play the piano, we'll sing. That was the normal thing around our house growing up. She learned to play the piano, and my brother and I learned to wash dishes. Because every night after supper, Mom would say, all right, Joe and Todd, y'all go there and get them dishes cleaned up. We'd say, why? He said, because your sister's got to practice her music. So they'd set her on a stack of books, and we'd get our little miniature stool to stand on to wash dishes, and she would play the piano. So she learned to play the piano, and we learned to wash dishes. And I'm going to brag on her. She's good at it. She's one of the best. And so her husband, Craig, he's a retired Methodist minister. They recently moved home, as I told you. And he's a pretty good old fella, too. He's been around a while, and I had to brag on him. He's looked out for my sister. I hadn't even had to go to him or anything like that, straighten him out. But they're both very talented, very talented. So we're going to sing a medley, if y'all don't mind, of some songs. And when we finish, what we're going to do is we're going to have that little brief business session to vote on some new members, and then we're going to have them come up, and we're going to extend them the right hand, welcome them. We're going to welcome them into the fellowship, which we can all participate in that, okay? So we're just going to take it from here, okay? All right.
Most of what he said is half-truths. They did do a lot of dishwashing, though, I will say that. The last few Sundays, we have heard about following Jesus. And as Christians, we know that that is His command, and what a joy it has been today to witness Courtney and Brendan as they have acknowledged Jesus' command to follow Him. Our songs today are just familiar hymns that we have grown up with if you've been singing in church a long time. And these hymns just remind us to help us hold Scripture in our being. The first one, we want you to just sing with us the first verse of Holy, Holy, Holy.
Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast brought. in death's cold wave, I will not flee. Since God through Jordan leadeth me, He leadeth me. By His own hand, He leadeth me.
go back and wash some dishes.
Hallelujah. So on behalf of the deacons and the pastor, we present these to you today to be voted in as members here at Deep Run Regional Free Will Baptist Church. Patrick Armitage and Tyler Armitage and Rebecca Hawkins, Courtney Sexton, and Brendan Gray. Rebecca is transferring from her home church here to Deep Run, and of course the others have been baptized. Is there a motion to receive these as members? A second?
Second.
All right. Motion is passed. We receive these as members here at the church. So at this time, I'm going to ask them to come up front, and we'll just come around and give them a big welcome. How about that? And we might let Marla play some more, if she will. Oh, excuse me. All in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. All right. Come on, folks.
Oh,
church here at Deep Run, but they're now part of your church eternal, for now and forevermore. They now have new brothers and sisters throughout all the earth. Praying for them as well as brothers and sisters to pray for each day. We thank you that, for your spirit being here. We pray you continue to keep us united as one, focused on Jesus. And this evening, or this morning before we leave, we want to just unite together and pray that prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who